Episode 1609, Put the Brakes On.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy B.T., it is Friday, you made it. I think it's time for a margarita. Oh, wait, did I just say that? Okay, I don't even drink, but it sounds kind of good. Maybe I'm just hungry. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Let's get some chips and salsa. It's time to put the brakes on. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, when is enough enough? Sometimes we can over-dramatize situations or circumstances, overcompensating for our own desires. Put the brakes on. Why keep stressing out your children when all they are trying to do is to become self-sufficient? You see, we have this tendency, and it's a really big one. At least it is for me. It's confession day. This is all about me here. We over-direct our children. We want what's best for them, but whose best is it for? That really becomes a question mark. Are we really doing it for ourselves and for everybody that we think we are? Or is it really just to satisfy something within us? Is it an easy way out for us? My daughter and son and I were running errands yesterday, and my car was in the shop, and so we needed her car for transportation. Luckily, we had that because, you know, the dealerships, they don't give those loaners anymore. That's for a whole nother episode. But anyway, long story short, as she was driving, we pulled into the parking lot of this big box store, and she asked me where she should park. I responded, anywhere will be fine. The encouraging, loving mother tone, right? Yes, you can park anywhere you want. Didn't matter. Now understand, it's raining and we're going to get wet. I'm okay. We're in the South. Rains are right. You know, up north it's snow, down here it's rain. You get one or the other of something. So I was just taking it all in. It's okay. Wherever you want to park, I don't have to be right at the front. And most of the time I don't. I want to walk and get my miles in. Well, taking that shortcut through the parking lot, she crossed over. You know how we all do. We go through a few empty, wide open spaces that no one's parking. She crossed over. She said she would park her car over there. And what did I do? Park right here. That'll be great, I said. See, Mom, that's why I asked you, because you were going to tell me anyway. Foot in the mouth. There I sat. I told her to park anywhere, yet I still directed her to where she needed to go. We don't realize that as our children grow and mature, they need to spread their wings and fly. They need to find their own way, no matter if we agree or not. That means making those tough decisions, letting them do it, not us. And yeah, that starts out at a very young age. Sometimes it's when the child is old enough, 2, 3, 4 years old, and you're asking them, do you want more? They need to learn if they want more of something. Like, let's say we're talking about chicken nuggets. Do you want more chicken nuggets? I may think that only eating one chicken nugget is enough, and I want them to have more, so I could insist that they eat more, or I can ask them, are you hungry for more? Do you want more than the 2 or 3 that you already had? Maybe it's trying out for a sport in school. They're trying to figure out, do I really want to continue this in my life? Is this something of my focus? Maybe it's continue dancing. My daughter, our oldest, made a tough decision early on. And she said, I'm done with dancing. And I'm like, whoa, what? You've been dancing since you were like number one born, but since you were 3 years old. You've been on dance teams, competition teams, and now you're ready to hang it up? Huge question mark. But it was a decision, a tough decision that she had to make. Maybe it's the parking lot. Yeah, parking that car in the parking lot at that box store. Maybe it's quitting their job for a riskier, no guaranteed paycheck. It's a job, but it's a compensation job, as into your sales. It's all commission. Sometimes we think we know always what's best. But do we? I know we're trying to lead our children. Some of us are the helicopter or the drone parents. Some of us are the lawnmower parents. We're trying to pave their path to make it as easy as we can. We want to clear the brush. It's pretty incredible to look out up north when we were just in the midst of all these farm fields and we'd have corn. And it's so beautiful and it comes up and it's just ready before harvest, right? And it's kind of golden. It's all, you know, dried and ready for picking, for harvesting. And then all of a sudden you have the first lane that's done. And you get the big combine that comes in and clears the path. It's really cool. You can make designs and everything. Some people propose that way, right? You've seen those things, or they make mazes out of them. We as parents can't continue to be this lawnmower or this huge combine in our children's lives. It doesn't work, because guess what? How are they going to raise up children? How are they going to do what they need to do? Put the brakes on. It's frustrating, I know, because you want what's best for them. You desire success for your child. I want success for my children. But as challenging as it is, we need to let them fall and put the brakes on. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Put the brakes on. I know we mean well, but we don't want to overexercise our knowledge always, because we have a tendency to do that. Life isn't always about doing what seems to be the right way. There are so many different ways to get the same thing, to get that same result, to get to that same place in life. You may have experienced it one way, but that doesn't mean that there's not another way which works just as good. So put the brakes on and gas up on the right stuff. So let's break it down. Number one, empower them to be their best self. Come on, we want to be our best selfie. Well, they need to be their best selfie, and they can't if they are not given the space to. They need to be able to succeed and fall without your hands. Instead, give them your heart. We want to do everything for them, right? We want to clear that field, clear that path. Doing that isn't going to help them succeed in life. Because what happens when you're not there? What happens when there's a challenge or a situation and they don't pick up that phone to call you, or you're not there because you've passed away? I know that just isn't something that we want to think about, but it's important that we do. We've got to empower them to be their best. And sitting there always being that combine, that lawnmower, that helicopter and drone parent, that's not helping anybody. How did you learn best? Did you learn best by having everything done for you? Or did it take a little bit of hard knocks to figure a few things out? Empower them to be their best self. Number two, lead with the open door. Provide a safe place for them to share with you. You don't want to come across judgmental or condemning. You want to make sure that no matter what they're going to, and I'm talking about even the extreme of the extreme circumstances, you want them to be able to come to you. You don't want them hanging out on a limb and just going, well, this is it. I'm done. You want them to be ready to come back home at any time. So lead with the open door. Don't shut them out. And yeah, if we overparent, if we overextend our own desires, that can really shake them up. It can make them anxious. They may not tell us things. And that includes young all the way to old. When they begin to communicate with us, the way we communicate with them is huge. So lead with an open door. Number three, encourage grit and grace. It's going to be hard work to live out their dreams. Think about your dreams. Have you fulfilled all of them yet? Maybe you had to bury a few. You had some tough decisions to make in life. Maybe some of those dreams have changed over the years. I know mine have. In order to get through life, we have to encourage grit and grace. It's tough out there. It's going to be hard work. Build their stamina, the fortitude to get through the challenges and the pain in life. Yet still forgiving when you don't get it right the first time. How hard are you on yourself when you don't succeed? When you feel like you failed more than you have accomplished? That rubs off on our children. We need to understand that not only do we need to have that grit, that go get him, that all in, I can do this no matter how many times I fail, but it has to have grace, that underlining forgiveness that says no matter what happens, you still got this. Just because you've fallen 1,200 times doesn't mean that you're less of a person, less of a daughter, less of a son. You matter. So empower them to be their best self, lead with an open door, and encourage grit and grace. These are tough life lessons we all can utilize, and we all need to learn them. Some of them I have to remind myself, yeah, especially the grit and grace. I might be really great at the grit, but these, I'm not real great at the grace, or vice versa. Where do you fall? Where is it with your relationship with your child? When you put the brakes on, you are giving your child and yourself space to spread their wings and fly. Do you want to fly today? Don't you want to see your children fly? It's on their terms, not our dreams. I was watching a robin. We have this nest right outside our hearth room area. And that's our, in the south, that's our family room. So that's where kind of the hub of everything happens, the kitchen, the dining room, everything's all connected there. Anyway, right outside there, we have this smaller tree, and there's this nest that has been built there. Robin built it, and there's babies in it now. So we've seen it from just being built to, you know, the robin just saying, hey, I'm calling this my home, to then, oh my gosh, there's eggs and now there's babies. And now just last weekend, she kicked one of them that we actually saw out of the nest because the baby kind of tried to get out, but got kind of caught up in the leaves and kind of stumbled out and then continued. And then it was jumping around trying to fly. And as I was watching this, I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, my heart kind of broke. I'm like, why would you do that? They're not ready. And then I thought, whoa, wait a minute. Are we ever ready? We're never perfect. Your child will never be perfect. Your husband will never be perfect. You will never be perfect. I am definitely not perfect. Ask my children. Ask my husband. Ask my dog. They'll tell you. But we have this idea, and this idea is this ideal thought, dream, if you will, that we have to live up to something that's not even attainable. Put the brakes on. It's our responsibility to raise our children to where they make a mark on the world, to impact in a way they were created to. Now that should put a smile on your heart. So when you're driving through that parking lot, put the brakes on, or at least for your mouth, and give them their wings to soar. You're doing an amazing job. Whether you're parenting just little ones, and you're like, oh, I just wish they would stop hanging on me. I mean, come on, we get tired of it, right? We don't have our own space. Our space now is filled with all this other stuff. And then they get older. They move out of the house. And then you're like, I wish I could have them back when they were little. We usually want what we don't have. We want to change the stages of life. But no matter the stage of life, you're doing an incredible job. You're doing what you need to do to raise up these children. Don't give up. Remember that last one, grit and grace? Think about that for yourself. I know I need a dose of it every once in a while. A reminder that says, yeah, I can be all in, but I also need to forgive. I'm not going to get it right all the time. Neither is your child. And it's okay. You got this. If you want some help, though, I would love to come beside you because I get it. Parenting is hard. And oh my goodness, there will be the day that I will finally be an empty nester. But even then, probably by that time, I'll have grandchildren. So my nest will never be empty, which I love and I'm looking forward to. Not rushing it, by the way, my daughter, if you're listening. It's the whole idea, though, that we're all growing, right? We all have this growth ratio from when we just got married to parenting, whether you're a single parent, parenting with a mom and a dad, parenting even as kind of a split relationship or estranged, maybe you've adopted your children. We all have different ways of parenting. But it's important for us to understand that there's this growth and we're all doing it. If you want someone to come beside you, to champion with you as you are walking through as a parent, I would love to do that, that opportunity, because it's tough. So I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Maybe you're just kind of struggling. Maybe you're stuck in the parking lot, always trying to direct traffic for your children. Here, you need to go do this. Here, you need to go do that. Here, what about this? That all can be changed with some strategies and tools. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I know what it's like to see your child live out their dreams. So when you are in a moment of maybe even distress, you're going, oh my gosh, I don't know what to say. Sometimes saying nothing at all for just a brief moment gives you time to think and gives them time to think. Plus, when there's silence, they're really worried because you're not talking to them and they're expecting you to blow up, yell at them, do something crazy. And when you're quiet and nothing happens, they're like, whoa, the earth is moving. It does change the perspective. Put on the brakes. You got this. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.